Cape Talk.
The U.S. Report with Adrian Brune.
Well, the U.S. Report with Adrian Brune this morning. A very good morning to you, Adrian, and I hope it's well. We start off and we kick off with the latest from the U.S. White House mutiny. President Trump continues to lash out over an anonymous op-ed essay.
Yeah, he does. So this essay appeared, Zane, in the New York Times. It was allegedly written by a senior Trump official. Now, other top administration officials were quick to deny writing the piece, including Vice President Mike Pence and other in the cabinet members, Mike Pompeo, Jim Mattis, and Steve Mnuchin. Now, but this essay this op-ed has just raised all sorts of concerns, red flags. The Dispatch, which appeared on Wednesday, said Britain, allegedly written by this official, said that he and, quote, many Trump appointees believe that the, quote, president continues to act in a manner that is detrimental to the health of our republic, end quote, and they are working to thwart his misguided impulses. And the essay writer wanted the American people to know that there are adults in the room. And that's how the piece concluded. Now, Trump demanded that the newspaper, The Times, hand over the author for national security purposes, suggesting that he or she committed treason by simply writing the essay. Now, I have for you, Zane, a clip of Vice President Mike Pence. Pence's opinion on the op-ed.
Well, I think it's a disgrace. The anonymous editorial published in the New York Times represents a new low in American journalism. And I think the New York Times should be ashamed. And I think whoever wrote this anonymous editorial should also be ashamed as well. Look, but the American people see through all of this. I mean, whether it's the agenda of liberals in the media, or the agenda of liberals in Washington, D.C. Their whole agenda is simply to resist and to obstruct. Well, look, anyone who would write an anonymous editorial smearing this president, who's provided extraordinary leadership to this country, should not be working for this administration. They ought to do the honorable thing, and they ought to resign. But look, the bottom line is the American people see through all of this. We'll keep focusing on the results. Whatever the liberals in the national media want to focus on, the American people can count on the fact President Trump and I are going to keep focus on delivering the promises that we made to the American people, and we'll never stop fighting, we'll never be distracted, we'll never be deterred until we make America great again.
Well, that's the story there with the White House mutiny and the clip there that you heard. And Adrian, Kavanaugh continues. It was day three of the Supreme Court confirmation hearings of Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
That's right. And New Jersey Democrats Senator Cory Booker, who is going to likely make a run for president in 2020, said on Thursday he was ready to risk expulsion from the Senate for making public documents pertinent to the nominee's hearing. But the GOP mocked Booker for grandstanding ahead of his 2020 run, saying that it had already cleared their emails for release. Now, these documents, these thousands and thousands of documents that were dumped at the last minute, have been a real bone of contention over this hearing. The Democrats have said that they have not had time to review them. The Republicans say that they had plenty of time, but the showdown sort of dominated questioning of Kavanaugh in the Senate Judiciary Committee on an ill-tempered day that sort of raised new questions about whether Trump's pick views the right to abortion as a settled law, among other things, his stance on affirmative action and on racial profiling. These are thoughts that have been that all came out while Kavanaugh was in the George W. Bush White House. Here I have a clip of Booker on the record saying, voicing his concerns and taking his stand over these emails.
I take full responsibility for violating that, sir. And I violate it because I sincerely believe that the public deserves to know this nominee's record. In this particular case, his record on issues of race and the law. And I could not understand, and I violated this rule knowingly, why these issues should be withheld from the public. Now, I appreciate the comments of my colleagues. This is about the closest I'll probably ever have in my life to an I am Spartacus moment. My colleagues, numerous of them, said that they too accept the responsibility. There were very serious charges that were made against me by my colleague from Texas. I don't know if they were political bluster or sincere feelings. If what he said was sincere, there actually are Senate rules governing the behavior of senators. If he feels that I and now my fellow colleagues who are with me have violated those rules, if he is not a tempest in a teapot, but sincerely believes that, then bring the charges.
Well, that's the Booker recording there on. Gosh, it just seems to be a bit of a mess there, Adrian. Well, an error.
It's a lot of political grandstanding over this candidate for the Supreme Court. But he could be. It's a serious hearing because he could decide such things as abortion. I mean, he could be the deciding. The deciding vote on many civil liberties issues, and already Trump's other nominee for the Supreme Court, Neil Gorsuch, has already made several very, very conservative decisions about voting and other matters that are already changing sort of the fabric of the country. So, but yes, it is a mess. It's a lot of grandstanding.
News out of JFK is that an Emirates plane was quarantined at JFK. Now, that must have been an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, it was a nightmare scenario, Hollywood style. So an Emirates airline flight originating in Dubai and landing at New York's JFK airport had to be quarantined upon arrival for most of Wednesday after about 100 passengers, including 90s rapper Vanilla Ice, developed flu-like symptoms. Or Vanilla Ice was fine, but he was one of the passengers on board. Emirates Flight 203 was met with ambulances on the runway, ready to treat all 521 people on board. But Mayor Bill de Blasio said that only 10 people, 7 of them crew members and 3 passengers, were taken to hospital, while another 9 were sick but declined medical attention. The cause of the outbreak has not been confirmed, but a Jamaica Queens Hospital spokesperson said that multiple passengers and crew treated were experienced headaches, sore throats, coughs, and fevers. Now, a few passengers on board said that the sick people coming on in Dubai were not covering their mouths when they coughed, bit, et cetera, et cetera. So one said, the gentleman sitting next to me said he saw a lot of people spitting into napkins and such, so it was iffy from the get-go, unquote.
I don't know. It might have just been a bad pilot, Abe. I mean, if you land quite sort of rocky and sort of unstable, it could give you those symptoms. Bad news for Smokey and the Bandit fans. The Burt Reynolds has passed on at the age of 82.
Yes, he has. So the wry, self-mocking Hollywood heartthrob passed away just on Thursday. In films like Smokey and the Bandit, Deliverance, and Boogie Nights, he delighted audiences, most often playing a good-hearted, good old boy, seemingly not that different from his off-screen self. Now, his affair with moviegoers lasted decades. Even though his performances were more memorable than the films that contained them. And he was the first to admit it, saying a few years back quote, "I think I'm the only movie star who's a movie star in spite of his pictures, not because of them. I've had some real turkeys," unquote. So, yeah, it's a sad day when Burt Reynolds dies.
That's our U.S. report with Adrian Bruni. Adrian, it's still Thursday evening there with you, but hopefully you'll get to Fridays pretty soon and have yourself a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, you too, Zane. Speak to you on Monday.
Will do.